The sports museum would be operated by the Wisconsin Sports Development Corporation, a nonprofit corporation which runs the Badger State Games. The corporation will also be the local host of an Ironman triathlon in Madison in September, and it oversees the Wisconsin Sports Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame has 114 members whose plaques are currently displayed along 4th Street in downtown Milwaukee near the Bradley Center. Corporation President Paul Costanzo says the Hall of Fame would be part of the museum.
When you look at Wisconsin's history in terms of athletics, we have a very rich tradition, and to try to do something in a permanent statewide facility, we just felt made a lot of sense, and so it was something that we'd like to look into the feasibility of.
Costanzo says several other states have sports museums. The Wisconsin Museum would emphasize education.
We'd like to involve kids and show them about some of the rich traditions that our state has relative to athletics, as well as make it fun and interactive, almost like to steal a phrase from the folks in Chicago, almost like a museum of science and industry type entity, but focusing on sports.
Costanzo says the sports museum would not get any taxpayer funding beyond the grant for the feasibility study. It would be paid for by donations and sponsorships. The study will determine where the museum would be located, how big it would be, and how much it would cost. I'm John Powell at the State Capitol.